Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few words about the Iowa caucuses. And the first of those few words is, finally, the recorded preamble to the Republican nomination symphony is now over, and the Citizen Orchestra is about to play. And the caucuses are an unusual way to kick it off. They began with early primitive Iowans throwing small runish stones into hollowed-out stumps, which were then placed into large wooden barrels brimming with pig entrails, and the meanings were interpreted by the elders of the community who wore ceremonial necklaces of hand-carved stringed chestnuts. And to be honest, it really hasn't changed a whole lot since. In a caucus, you don't vote, you attend. Then huddle with like-minded others in designated candidate corners, but if not enough people are in your posse, the party breaks up and everybody wanders around looking for a second or third choice. So the supporters who cornered the breath mint and deodorant market hold a huge advantage. And face it, there are worse ways to choose a candidate. Look at North Korea. The process is sort of like musical chairs without the chairs and little or no music. And don't bother with the polls. You can throw those out. Because Iowans are a fierce, stubborn people. They don't call them Buckeyes or Hawkeyes or Hoosiers or whatever they call them for nothing. The folks in Iowa love to confound conventional wisdom by throwing caution to the wind and going with the underdog. So everybody has a chance, except maybe John Huntsman, who in the last poll was around 3%, and considering the poll has a margin of error of 4%, could very well end up owing Iowa a couple of delegates and be forced to return in 2016. But on January 3rd, 2012, a winner will indeed be chosen and celebrated and immediately forgotten as the whole circus picks up and heads to New Hampshire, and all the Iowa radios will stop screaming about treason and hypocrisy and return to hog futures and herbicide ads like God intended. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.